Further in, Tov and Gimel discussing the Haggadah. So through the Haggadah, then the matzah should be uncovered because it's called Lechem Oini, which Chazal Darshan to mean Lechem Sha'inim on Otavam Harba. It's a bread that a lot of words are said over it, i.e. the Haggadah is said over it. Although it should be uncovered, when it comes to Hisha Amda, then it should be covered. Because during Hisha Amda, one should hold the kos in his hand, and therefore you should be covering the matzah, just like we do by Kiddush, in order that the embarrassment, so to speak, of the bread should not be seen. The minig is to put one's finger into the kos and sprinkle wine 16 times altogether. That's by Tzach Adash Ba'achav, and speaking out all the Dom, Sfardea, Kinim, etc. So that's 13. Plus also by Dom Ve'ishvus and Rosh Hashan, that's 16 altogether. And that's connected the letters Yud and Vav of Hashem's name, which will equal 16, Yud and Vav, which hit Pari. The person's an Istinus, and if he sprinkles with his finger, then it's going to be disgusting for him. Then, we're discussing him to drink after that, then he should just pour it from the cup. When a person reaches the words Matzazu and Morazu, then by Matzazu and Morazu, he should lift up the matzah. And the Matzazu, Matzah, Morazu should lift up the Morah, but not regarding the Pesach, he should not be lifting anything up, because it looks like he's lifting up Kodesh and Bechutz, and it looks like he's being trying to be Matzah something. If a person forgets to say the Haggadah at night, then there's no Tashlumin afterwards, because it says Bavor Zeh, because of this. And which we darshan to mean that the Chiyuv HaGadah can only be at the time when Matzah Morah Melachim Lefanecha, which is only the time of the first night of Pesach. In Siman Tov Ayin Dalet, you say that by the second Kais, then even though a person may have just said Peri Pargofen on the first Kais, and it could be there hasn't been that long of a Hefsek at all, nevertheless, a person should be making a bracha of Boyer Prayer Goffin. He brings another reason as well, and that is that the Haggadah may be considered a Hefsek. And this is a bit of a Chiddush, because we see regarding the din of Kiddush Makom Suda, it's not considered a Hefsek, but regarding the Boyer Prayer Goffin, it is considered a Hefsek. But again, there's always the other reason of each kos being a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Although in theory a person could end up making a bracha atova mitiv, because the halacha is if a person has one cup of wine, then he has a better cup of wine later on, then he has to make a bracha atova mitiv. However, practically speaking, the halachas of atova mitiv are difficult, and we're not going to be discussing them now. But in theory, a person could end up making atova mitiv on Seder night as well. However, during the Suda itself, during the actual Shulchan Aruch, where a person's allowed to drink another cup, then he should not be having another cup of wine, which is different to the wine he's already drinking, because since he'll be making another bracha of Atova Mitiv on it, it looks a little bit like adding on to the kosas. Meaning, with each of the kosas, you can have different wine. But if you make Atova Mitiv on one of the Arba kosas, which is the mitzvah, that's fine. But to make on a different kos, Hatovah Meitiv, i.e. during the study of a better wine, you end up saying Hatovah Meitiv, that looks a little bit like being wasted on cases, and therefore a person ideally should not be doing that. He says if a person's thirsty and he does have a cheshuk to have this extra cup, therefore he's going to be drinking it, he says he should make Hatovah Meitiv if he has satisfied all the criteria for Hatovah Meitiv. After this second case, which we just mentioned, there's no bracha achrona, because the bracha achrona which is made at the end of the fourth kos, patters all the koses.